Coming up in segment two, they have more than 1,300 franchisees, and they were just recently ranked number 39 in Entrepreneur's Top 500. We're going to meet with Jerome Williams and Boynton Weeks of Fantastic Sam's coming up on Franchise Interviews on World Talk Radio. So stick around. For the brokenhearted, silent prayer for the faith departed. I ain't gonna be just a face in the crowd. You're gonna hear my voice. I'll shout it out loud. It's my life, and it's now.
Take control of your destiny and increase your quality of life with Allegra Print and Imaging. This light manufacturing, professional business-to-business franchise offers two unique opportunities to entrepreneurs with little or no industry experience. Our conversion opportunity is an existing business model that provides immediate cash flow, experienced staff, and an established customer base, while the low-investment digital print center opportunity meets the growing digital printing, sign, and mailing service demands of businesses in small and medium markets. Realize your dream of owning your own business with the comprehensive support of one of the world's top franchisers. Call 888-258-2730 or visit www.allegranetwork.com and discover the power in the network.
Listen, the world is talking. World Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today's show is being brought to you by WSI, and WSI has over 1,500 franchisees in 87 countries and is ranked the number one internet and technology service franchise by Entrepreneur. And our next guest, or guest, is Jerome Williams, who is a master franchisee in North Jersey and northern eastern Pennsylvania for Fantastic Sam's Franchise Hair Salons. And as a master franchisee, Jerome helps his franchisees with marketing, management, advertising, finding real estate, training, and obtaining business financing. Jerome is also one of the owners of Fantastic Sam's Hair Salon in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, and is a current member of the IFA's Minorities and Franchising Committee. And he's also been a speaker at the IFA's annual international conventions and is the former president of the New Brunswick, New Jersey Business Network International, called BNI Chapter. And Jerome is also the founder of Global Franchising Group, and we're also being joined by Boynton Weeks, who is Jerome's business partner. And Boynton, I think, is also a graduate of the same school, Don, that you and I attended, Fairleigh Dickinson University.
Right.
Jerome, Boynton, happy holidays, guys. Welcome to the show.
Happy holidays to you, and thank you.
Thanks
for having us.
Happy holidays, guys.
Thanks, guys. Don, I know you wanted to say hello to Jerome and Boynton.
Yeah, quick comment for each of you guys. Hopefully you're doing well. Jerome, sure you're very busy. You know, definitely impressed with a lot of stuff you have going on here. Marty and I made a comment before, how do you find time to do all this? But that's great. I just have one quick question, Jerome. Where's all my financing business in Leeds?
You know, it's funny.
I never hear from you.
Jerome, that was a long introduction, Jerome. I was running out of breath. Oh, God. Boynton, now you're a graduate of Fairleigh Dickinson, aren't you? I think you went to school. That's fantastic.
I went to a franchise event, I guess, about 3 or 4 months back, right, Don?
The first time we've probably seen each other, because Boynton and I both attended Fairleigh Dickinson University up in Rutherford, New Jersey. I graduated in 86, and isn't it incredible, Boynton, that it's been 20 years or so since you graduated? I mean, it's incredible. But I know personally I had a lot of good memories from the school, and Boynton, didn't I used to beat you at sports a little bit up there?
Not quite. I think it was the other way around.
Oh, that's what you told me, Boynton. So. Oh, that's so good.
Fraternities were envious of each other on the gridiron.
Yeah, it was a small campus Boynton and I went to, because that thing was put up into three campuses. Unfortunately, since then, they've closed the Rutherford campus. That's where FDU started. But, yeah, there was intramurals. It was a small campus. Everybody knew each other. And, a lot of people were at the same parties and so forth. So, I mean, college goes so quickly. A lot of good memories. And, yes, when I saw you, Boynton, I guess it was 6 to 12 months ago, as soon as I saw you, I recognized you, because we just saw a lot of each other just being on a small campus.
Right, right.
So
right.
Great that we can,
I think,
you know, speak again.
The difference, Don, is I have a lot less hair now than I did about 20 years ago.
Don't cut yourself short, Boynton. You're still handsome.
Jerome and Boynton, I wanted to start off by congratulating you guys. Entrepreneurs Top 500, I don't know if you guys seen it. It just came out this week, and Fantastic Sam's actually just jumped up the ladder. You guys moved from 45 to the 39th position. So you guys are slowly approaching that number one spot. Fantastic Sam's is the largest full-service hair care franchise with more than 1,350 salons. And Fantastic Sam's has recently been recognized by one of my favorite magazines, I think yours too, Don, Franchise Times, as one of the top beauty franchises in the nation. So needless to say, you guys are doing a fantastic job. Can you tell our listening audience where you guys are calling from today?
Well, in honor of – can you hear me okay?
I can. Hey, great.
Okay. In honor of the holiday season, I'm actually calling you from the lobby of Toys R Us in beautiful Lawrenceville, New Jersey.
You're kidding.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay. Oh, geez. Well, it's like one of our favorite states, Jerome, New Jersey, so.
I'm actually calling you from Hamilton, a location in Hamilton, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Fantastic. Okay, great. I guess, Jerome, I'll start with you. What were you doing before joining Fantastic Sam's?
Before joining Fantastic Sam's, I actually was involved in the medical industry for 10 years as a sales rep, working for some of the larger companies such as Johnson & Johnson and Baxter Healthcare, which eventually changed their name to Cardinal Healthcare, selling medical equipment and supplies to hospitals in New York and New Jersey, dealing specifically and the ICUs, CCUs, and the operating rooms.
That's interesting. So so you didn't have a background in beauty salons. It sounds like it's more a background in sales and marketing, Jerome.
Exactly. Not a background in beauty salons and, marketing, sales, and, and a little bit of management.
Right. That's fantastic. And Boynton, yourself, is it part of the Global Franchising Group with Jerome or Fantastic Sam's?
Okay. The Global Franchising Group is actually made up of three partners, of which I obviously am one of them.
Right.
My background largely was in marketing, management, and human resources for a large alliance commercial insurance carrier called Chubb Corporation.
Oh, great.
And
okay,
I had spent about 9 years in management there and 13 years with the company prior to, along with Jerome and George Jackson, forming Global Franchising Group.
Okay. Well, fantastic.
And Jerome, what intrigued you about Fantastic Sam's? What was it? How did you get started with them?
Well, ironically, I knew I was going to do something entrepreneurially. So my last couple of years in corporate America, I would actually meet with a business broker slash franchise broker twice a year for the last couple of years, just to see what opportunities were coming to the area. And at one year, late 2002, the franchise broker actually mentioned Fantastic Sam's. Now, initially, I was not interested in hair care, but it was the system in which they had that intrigued me. Fantastic Sam's is kind of unique, but their system is actually catching on more today than it was even then. But it's set up in kind of a three-tier format where you have corporate headquarters located centrally somewhere. Now it's in Boston, Massachusetts. And then you have regional owners, which actually act as the local franchisor. And then you have the franchisees.
Okay.
So that system was very intimate. The franchisees that we helped develop, they provided us with a royalty stream for the services that we provide to them. That intrigued me. And the hair care industry being the third largest industry within the franchise industry,
actually intrigued me as well, because I looked at it as kind of a necessity, one of those personal hygiene things that you necessarily can't get around. So it was something that everyone was going to have to use.
People have to eat, people have to get their haircuts, so you really saw an industry that wasn't going to have the ups and downs. And, you know, it's interesting you mentioned you went through a franchise broker, and that's something Martin and I will discuss in the future, and then what you guys get involved with, because people out there want to, you know, have to decide, do I just try to find a franchise on my own or go out there and get some help? So that was a, that was a big part of you getting professional help, somebody in the franchise industry, which helped to tell you a lot about Fantastic Sands and help for you to make your decision. So that's interesting how you started.
Yeah, it is interesting, Doc, because I think, Jerome, you know, in the franchise world, it's a pretty small universe. I think you know David Levine. I think he had a similar experience where, you know, when he was looking to buy a franchise, he also used a franchise broker, and he was very happy, you know, with his the outcome. You know, he wasn't interested in going into a beauty salon or anything like that. He did reference that. But, you know, the sales or business coaching kind of thing, it made a lot of sense to him. And he didn't know about that, you know, and you didn't really know about Fantastic Sam. So it was kind of interesting how it worked out in a positive way for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, Jerome Boynton, you know, tell us a little bit about the history of Fantastic Sam's and the organization, please.
Go ahead, Bill. Sure. Sam's has been in business, boy, since we opened our first unit back in July of 1974, and really started franchising the concept back in 1976, our first franchise unit was actually in Memphis, Tennessee.
Wow.
So, you know, the nice part about it is we've been in the game, at the game, a long time. We understand it at all levels. And since that time, we've been able to open close to 1,400 units in four countries.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, we're pretty well entrenched in it. It's not a fly-by-night organization, which is nice. We understand the history. And, you know, just kind of, you know, touching base with what Jerome was saying earlier, you know, this is a $59, almost $60 billion industry for which we happen to be well-positioned to capitalize on all of the various growth areas that are beginning to present themselves. So we think we're well positioned, and specifically in New Jersey, we have currently about 12 units, and we're looking to expand that to 50 to 60 units over the next 5 to 7 years.
That's great. It's pretty aggressive.
Try and get one right here in the Hazlitt and Homedale area, guys.
Yeah.
That's right my backyard. We need a Fantastic Sands. My hair's growing out of control here.
Jerome, how would you...
Just one other point on that,
Marty,
because you mentioned some statistics earlier, and you talked about the growth in our ranking from number 45 to number 39 as far as Entrepreneur Magazine. Real proud, real happy about that accomplishment. Another recent accomplishment is we were, for the first time, named one of the top 30 hottest franchises in a November issue of Black Enterprise Magazine.
Wow,
so
that's
another
fantastic
accomplishment that we're real proud of.
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. You're going to have to put that on your website.
Absolutely.
I missed that. How would you describe the Fantastic Sam's franchise system, Boynton or Jerome? I know it's a kind of like, you know, from my research, it's like a salon-like atmosphere.
Yeah, I just touch basically pretty quickly on that. I mean, the nice part about it is the value proposition as we see it is being able to go to a very nice, decorated salon. Bring, you know, the mother, the wife, you know, the husband, the children, and offer a full range of services, be it cuts, colors, perms, highlights, relaxers, texturizing, mustache and beard trims for the father at an affordable price. So under one roof within four walls, we can entertain the entire family at an affordable price. So that really is the value proposition and how we are able to differentiate ourselves from our competition.
Okay, it's great. What about the locations, Boynton? It seems like you guys are like anchored a lot, like in like at strip malls or like next to grocery stores or drug stores. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We prefer the anchored centers, you know, where there's high traffic, high visibility, easy access, and conveniently located. We find that those factors, along with a well-run, fantastic Sam's business operation increases the likelihood of success.
And Don and Marty, if I could just add to that, those are one of our successful locations. The other, what we call kind of selection B location, are the neighborhood strip malls, which are, you know, very prevalent and prominent within New Jersey, where it may be anchored by like a CVS, a Starbucks, a Dunkin'
right.
Donuts, which I heard you guys mention earlier, but it
right.
has a good smorgasbord and plethora of other franchise tenants, because they all create walk-up traffic, and that's what all of us are looking for: Dunkin' Donuts, Subway, Quiznos, Fantastic Sense. We're all looking for the walk-up traffic that invites the customer in, and then it's our responsibility to keep that customer coming back.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good point. You guys both know I'm involved with financing. A lot of times that's the toughest part of the whole process is, you know, someone finding that nice location and lease, and sometimes there's delays, leases fall through, sometimes several you know, different companies are fighting for that same location. So you find a nice location, foot traffic by an anchor, and combine that with the strength of the franchise, and that franchisee will be in good shape. So
okay,
that's a good point.
All right. Boy, Andrew, can you guys stick? Can you guys hold that thought? Can you stick around for another segment?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, that's great. All right. So, Don, we're going to take another break, and we're going to be right back with more Franchise Interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.